Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be talking about giving your child the early learning advantage. My guest today is the president of Ideal Early Learning LLC, a service company devoted to providing quality consultation and training for early care and education programs. Our guest is a public speaker and published author. She earned her Bachelor and Master of Early Childhood Education degrees from Albany State University and is in the final stages of completing her doctorate from the University of Georgia. We're excited to have on the phone today a woman whose life goal is to enlighten the minds of parents and teachers in hopes that all children will have sufficient opportunities to learn. Miss Bisa Batten Lewis, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Spark Plug.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
Great.
Are you ready to talk about the early learning advantage?
Oh, always. Always love to talk about children.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. What are some of the necessary skills young children need to acquire to be successful in grade school?
You know, Spark Plug, I often hear kindergarten teachers say, just show them how to learn, show them how to use their brain, show them how to talk. And what they mean by that is children need to learn critical thinking skills, problem-solving skills, and language and literacy. They need to understand how, when they have a problem, how to work it out on their own. Sometimes as parents and teachers, we'll solve it for them. For instance, with a toddler, if a ball rolls under a table or a crib, we'll run and get it for them versus allowing them to try first. So that problem solving, that critical thinking, and also language and literacy, they're just very key. Children need to know their actual names. Sometimes they start kindergarten and they say their name is TJ. And they need to know that, no, your name is Thomas Williams Jr. So things like that can really help children to have their early learning advantage. The work that they have now in the grade schools, I mean, it's kind of really major. And the Georgia performance standards, they're really high. So they don't have just the regular feedback questions and worksheets as we had sometimes when we were children. They have problems where they have to look at it, use information they've learned to figure it out. So it's not just 1+1 anymore. They have that, but they also have problems based on that. My children come home every day with problem-solving worksheets in math and reading, language arts. They have not just sentences where you have to find the word that fits in a blank. They have to make sense of these words and use the words in 3-4 different ways. And if a child does not already have just regular language and literacy skills, it's a problem for them. So parents need to make sure that their children are ready with those critical thinking skills, the problem-solving skills, and language and literacy. And whatever that teacher puts in front of them, they can learn it.
Well, Ms. Lewis, since many families depend on a two-parent income to make ends meet today, more young children than ever before are enrolled in daycare. So what should parents look for when seeking a child care program that gives their children the early learning advantage?
Parents need to choose a high-quality child care program, and oftentimes they can see an award when they walk in the door, when they go on that particular school's website. And in the state of Georgia, we have what we call centers of distinction or state accreditation. We have homes of quality. And if they go to that center and see that banner that they're a center of distinction or a center of recognition, or if it's a family daycare home where people can keep 6 to 12 children in their home, family or group daycare, they may be a home of quality or home of distinction. That's one of the first signs. There's also NAICS accreditation, which is a national award that is given, meaning this program is one of the top programs in the nation. Parents can go to a couple of websites to actually look. They can put in their zip code, and some of these centers will pop up. The website for state accreditation in Georgia is decal.ga.gov. And once they go there, they can go to the parent section and actually find daycare programs and specifically look for those that are accredited. They can also go to the national site if they want a nationally accredited program. Those are even higher standards. And that website is naeyc.org, naeyc.org, and there are nationally accredited programs there. I also love a checklist that Child Care Aware puts out. Child Care Aware has a checklist that parents can take to the daycare when they're going to visit. And they just check off items to see, is this a quality program? That checklist is available at childcareaware.org. That's childcareaware.org. And some of the examples of items that are on that checklist are, you know, are the children generally happy? Do you see happy children when you come in the door, when you're walking through the classrooms, giving a tour? Are the staff interacting with the children? You'll know if it's quality program if wherever the children are, they're staff and they are working there with the children. And you want to also pay attention to their demeanor with the children. Is the environment clean? You know, when you walk in the door, you know, and you walk in a classroom, how does it smell? How does it look? Cleanliness is very important. Is it a positive learning climate, making sure that teachers are not yelling at children, they're using a positive voice with them, they're redirecting them and not punishing them? Also making sure that the children are engaged in learning and discovering. A quality early learning program has children just moving about freely in different areas of learning, and it's equipped appropriately as well. There are a lot of material for them to work with to learn. Also finding out from the director, are the staff trained? Are they well trained? Research tells us that if one teacher in a daycare program has at least a bachelor's degree, that, hey, the whole program is a higher quality program. So those are just some of the items that are on that checklist that can help parents. And again, that website is childcareaware.org. In the Metro Atlanta area and in Macon, Quality Care for Children is a child care resource and referral agency. Parents can go there or go on their website at qualitycareforchildren.org, and they can help them find a daycare that fits their needs. So they have a parent coordinator on site, and they can call or they can go by, visit the website, one or the other, and they can help them to find a program that fits their needs.
How can parents tell during the early years if their child will be a successful learner?
Well, there are 10 characteristics of a successful learner, and children don't have to possess all of these skills, all these characteristics, but some of them are being independent. Is your child generally independent? Do they like to do things on their own? Is your child responsible, meaning are they dependable, accountable? If they're curious, I know it's aggravating to parents sometimes, but children who ask a lot of questions, they're always thinking, they wonder a lot, that curiosity is actually a characteristic that they are a successful learner. Showing initiative, will they try on their own first before asking for help? Are they cooperative, meaning are they helpful? Are they supportive? Risk takers, that's huge. Will they try anything? And I know, again, that's one of the things we think is aggravating for parents. But when children will try something that looks risky, that looks impossible, that's actually a characteristic that they may be a successful learner. Are they creative? Creativity is huge, especially with children who may be gifted. Are they full of ideas? That creativity is key. Do they persevere? Do they have that stick-with-itness versus trying to quit as soon as they can't get it right? So perseverance is key. Confidence. If your child is confident and their abilities are self-assured, that's actually a characteristic that they may be a successful learner. And finally, are they resourceful? Will they find what's needed to complete a task or to bring that task to fruition? If your child is resourceful, always looking for items to put together to make something happen, that's a characteristic. So, again, all of those characteristics don't have to be present for children to be successful, but a number of them must be present, and that will help parents to figure out, hey, is my child or will my child be successful?
Well, what advice as an early learning specialist and parent of elementary age children can you offer to parents of preschool age children to help them cultivate successful learners?
Parents have to remember SparkPlug that, hey, they're the child's first teacher. Parents are the child's first teacher, and the home is the child's first classroom. Learning does not start when they get to kindergarten. It starts when they're born. So parents need to make sure that those first 5 years really count because they can determine their success in those first 5 years. Exposure is education. I always tell parents that exposure is education. So taking children places, when you go to the grocery store, don't always go on your own. I know it's easier to go while they're in school or with a family member, but take them and show them the items that are in the grocery store. Tell them names for different areas of the grocery store. Tell them the people who are there. When you go to the produce section, let them know that this is the produce section and this is where we find fruit and vegetables. Tell them the name as you look through the different fruits and vegetables. And this helps children to develop schemes. They understand that when I go to a grocery store, first we get a cart, and then we go down the different aisles, we find what we want, and put them in the basket, and once we're done, we take the basket to the cash register, the shopping cart to the cash register, we stand in line, and a person, and we give them the name of that person, the cashier scans our items, we pay, they put them in bags, and we have a person who goes out to the car with us and helps us to put those items in the car. That's a scheme that children develop, and that actually helps to build their language. Children need to know at least 2,000 words. They need to have 2,000 words in their vocabulary by the time they start kindergarten, we say, in order to be successful. And that includes mommy, daddy, it, the, and their name. So exposure is key. Making sure that you're taking children different places, as I said, engaging them in conversation is huge. Making sure you use correct language. It's difficult for them to engage in those problem-solving activities when they're in school and to get those answers correct if they don't understand what's appropriate language. So on a daily basis, it's important to talk with your children using correct language. You can talk with your girlfriends and your family members using slang and whatever you want to use. But when those children are in front of you and you're on your cell phone in front of your children, it's important that you use the right words, correct language. And not always just directive language where you're telling them to do something. It's important that you engage them in conversation. What are you doing? Ask them those important questions and ask them open-ended questions. Open-ended questions are questions that don't just have one answer. Sometimes we say, well, what color is that? Or what number is that? Those are closed-ended questions. They're important as well. But asking them a balance of open and closed-ended questions where we say, well, why is that your favorite color? Why do you like this book? Why do you want mommy to read this book tonight or today? And that makes them to pull, to think from their brains, why do I want mommy to read this book today? And that engages them in that critical thinking that we talked about earlier. So building learning is very important. As we're asking them questions, we call that scaffolding. We're building learning. And that allows children from birth, as they begin to talk and later on they begin to reason, we build those skills for later learning. When they get to school, they won't be the only precious angel in the class. So it's important that we teach them discipline. Discipline is not a dirty word. It means to teach. So it's very important that we discipline our children and tell them what's right, what's wrong. In the Metro Atlanta area, I mean, we have so many different family members. We have different people in our community. We're very diverse. So they need to learn how to work with people from all over so that they are successful. We don't know who their teachers will be. We don't know who their classmates will be. So we need to teach them now how to get along with others and to discipline them. And one of the final things, Spark Plug, I wanted to mention with that is making sure that our children have a high self-esteem and a high self-concept. We have to instill in them that they can be anything they want to be. This is a great time with our new president to show them that, yes, we can. Whatever you want to do, honey, you can do it. There are no limits in this world for you. So making sure that they know that up front. And that feels that self-fulfilling prophecy, what you see equals what you are. Let children know that you can be anything, and then they will be whatever they want to be.
Ms. Lewis, what are some readily available resources parents should take advantage of to prepare their young learners?
Okay, we have a list of websites that I want to offer because there's so many different items and they can be found on these wonderful websites. So if listeners have a pen and paper handy, this is helpful. In the state of Georgia, we have standards from birth to three-year-olds, and then we have standards for 4 and 5-year-olds for pre-K. If they go to DECAL.ga.gov, that's Department of Early Care and Learning, DECAL.ga.gov, they should pull down the Georgia Early Learning Standard. And that would tell them what children from birth to three should know socially, emotionally, intellectually, physically. And there's also a parent guide that they can download or they can pick it up from Quality Care for Children. And this guide gives them activity ideas that they can use in the home to help their children to be prepared from the ages of birth to three. Also, parents, while they're there, can visit the Georgia Pre-K Content Standards. There are also resources there, a book list. Parents are wondering, what books should I read to my children? What are the best types of books? They can go to the book list there. Another website that is awesome is the Get Ready to Read website, and that's getreadytoread.org. They can go there, and they can give their child a screening tool. And this screening tool helps to find out if their children are ready to read. It helps to figure out if they know language, if they know how to understand and speak language, if they know certain words, if they know about a book. So those things are very important. So visit Get Ready to Read, and there are a lot of materials there that parents can download. Some of the other great websites are readytolearn.org/parents, readytolearn.org/parents. Along with that, pbskids.org. And all of that is sponsored by Georgia Public Broadcasting. Their website is gpb.org/parents. Those three websites, readytolearn.org, pbskids.org, and gpb.org, are great for building literacy skills, that's listening, speaking, reading, writing, and understanding language. There are all kinds of computer activities they can engage them in.
Before we bring this interview to a close, I want you to tell our listeners about your new book and where they can purchase it.
Okay. My new book is Let's Potty, and it gives the stages of potty training, and it's very illustrative. It has a lot of different pictures in there. It's available on my website at idealearnylearning.org, idealearnylearning.org, and in Barnes & Noble stores.
All right. And finally, how can you be reached for speaking engagements or additional information?
Okay, my email is Bisa, B as in Barbara, ISA, at ideal, IDEAL, earlylearning.com. And visit me on the website or email me, and I'd be happy to come to any engagement. I'm available to come and address you.
All right. Well, Ms. Bisa Batten Lewis, president of Ideal Early Learning, LLC, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals like Ms. Bisa Batten Lewis. I want to take a moment and thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-class job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on twitter.com/PYNTK. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.